One of us has got to do laundry tonight.
Why?
Because I haven't had any clean underwear for 3 days.
So right now under your skirt you're wearing?
Not underwear.
Mom!
It's kind of nice, actually. Breezy.
My role model, ladies and gentlemen.
How come you haven't run out yet?
I don't know. I guess I have more underwear than you.
That's not true. You have less. Have you been doing laundry without me?
No.
Rory?
Okay, one load.
Oh, and you didn't even ask if I had stuff to throw in?
It was a big load. There wasn't any room.
I'm crushed. I'm bleeding. Get me a tourniquet. Oh, no, they're dirty because Rory wouldn't wash them with her stuff.
I'm sorry. I'll do another load tonight. I promise.
Never mind. I'll do my own laundry.
Fine. Even better.
I hate doing laundry. Maybe I'll just buy new underwear.
And flutter, 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 and leaves. Where are my leaves? I got pumpkins, I got pilgrims, I got no leaves.
Every other store in town has fall decorations.
Well, hurrah for the mob mentality.
We're talking a few streamers and a paper turkey. How is it going to hurt to have a paper turkey?
No turkeys, no squash, no pumpkins, nothing colored orange.
Okay, so you don't like orange. That's fine. Autumn has many varied hues to toy with.
Excuse me, could we get some coffee, please?
And a muffin, warmed?
This is the Autumn Festival. Your shop is right across the street from the Horn of Plenty. You're right smack dab in the middle of everything. You have to decorate.
I don't have to do anything but serve food.
And coffee.
And muffins.
Taylor, I'm tired of having this conversation with you every year.
You have lived in Stars Hollow for a long time, young man. It's time you became one of us.
Sorry, I guess my pod's defective.
Hey, my mom's not wearing any underwear. Well, you aren't.
You're just being selfish, Luke.
Still, I don't notice. Can't take it anymore.
We're talking about the spirit of fall.
What kind of muffin do you want?
Blueberry.
You know where you can stick the spirit of fall?
Here, I'll use your hands.
I don't think you're taking me seriously.
What gave you that idea? No tip?
Oh, yeah, here's a tip. Serve your customers.
Here's another. Don't sit on any cold benches.
Taylor, I swear to God, if you pull those pilgrims out of your pocket one
I'm
more time...
I'm just doing it
no.
for you.
If you're out on the road, feeling lonely and so cold, all you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train. Where you lead, I will follow.
Doesn't really look like the Mayflower.
Well, we could put a sign on it or something.
I don't know.
So you want to go back to the Plymouth Rock idea?
Yeah. We'll just live with it that way for a day.
Okay, sure. You know, you can get 2 for $3.
Oh, really? Excellent deal.
You just had a desperate need for some cornstarch?
Yes. I have very important thickening needs, thank you. Nice apron.
Nice uniform.
Well, you know, I sewed the buttons on with silver thread, so that sets me apart from the crowd. I guess I should get home.
Wait a sec, you want a pop or something?
A pop?
Give me a break. In Chicago, they call it pop.
Well, in Connecticut, we call it free soda. And yes, thank you.
All right. Guess what's in each hand, you get the soda.
Okay, the whole concept of a free soda is that it's free. You don't have to work for it.
Sorry, you gotta sing for your supper.
Or your soda.
Guess.
Okay. In this hand, you have... Thank you.
La, 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 la.
kissed. And I shoplifted.
Are you serious? Who kissed you?
Dean.
The new kid?
Yes.
You got the new kid? Oh, my God.
It happened so fast. I was just standing there.
Where?
Dosey's Market.
He kissed you in the market?
On aisle 3. By the ant spray?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good aisle.
What defines a good aisle?
An aisle where you get kissed by the new kid is a good aisle.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe. Okay, sit down. No, I can't sit down. I'm too... Oh, my God. He kissed me.
Who kissed you?
The Lord, Mama.
Oh. Okay, then.
So, tell me everything.
So I go into the store, and he offers me a soda, and then he puts two behind his back and asks me to pick one, and then he kissed me.
I'm so jealous. That's it. I've got to get some dumb, ugly friends.
I have to go tell my mom.
Call me later.
Okay.
What's wrong?
I can't.
You can't leave? It's sing your favorite hymn night at the Kim house. Make a run for it.
My mom doesn't know about Dean.
So tell her.
The last time the subject of boys came up, it got very ugly.
Well, that was different. She thought you were going to quit school over a guy.
Yes, over Dean.
Okay, fine. But she doesn't have to know it was him.
She'll know.
How?
She'll know. She's Lorelai. She'll know.
What do I do? Well, maybe she'll be more open to the concept now that you're in school and doing so well and everything.
Maybe.
Try it.
Okay. I gotta go.
Hey. Was it great?
It was perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear that? No, it's higher. It's like a high-pitched kind of a sound. It started last week, but it was lower, and it only happened when we opened the door. And now it's higher, and it's on all the time, so I think it's really growing in confidence. Okay, look, I've already told this to 3 other people, so could you just please tell me what is wrong with this fridge? I'm not going to make the noise again. I'm not... Look, Jerry, I don't have a lot of pride, but I do have enough that I do not want to make that noise again. So could you please tell me what is wrong with the fridge or connect me with someone who can?
Thank you.
Hello, Rusty. Great. Listen, my fridge is making this weird sound. It's like a high pitch. You know what? Actually, is Jerry still there? Okay, have him make the sound. He knows it. I'll wait. I know. It does sound bad. Okay, here is the deal. You will send someone out here tomorrow between the hours of 8 and 9 because I work and I can't wait 4 hours for one of you guys to show up. Great. Goodbye.
So are they coming tomorrow?
Nope. Monday between 3 and 8. I'm completely useless.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, look at this place. It's a sty. No, I'm crabby. I'm crabby and useless. Ugh, stupid fridge. Stupid fridge guys. I hate my life. Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, God. Quite an entrance. Jeez, my heart.
Rory's not here.
No, I know. I came to pick up that rocker that I bought a couple weeks ago.
6 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a couple. Times 3, that's 6. Math humor. Huh, not big with a lot of people. Don't feel bad.
This is not a storage facility.
I know. I'm sorry.
This is a furniture store. Furniture comes in, people buy, then it goes out.
Right.
Except when Lorelai Gilmore buys, then furniture stays here for 6 weeks.
How about I pay you extra?
I don't want you to pay me extra. I want you to pick up the thing you pay for in the first place. Here.
Huh. I remember it's smaller.
It's been 6 weeks. Maybe it grew.
Right. Well, once again, I'm really sorry. I've just been very busy.
Maybe you should be less busy. Then you can remember to pick up chairs.
Right. Absolutely. Smell a rose. Got it.
And then you could keep your daughter from running around kissing boys.
What?
Lane is a young, impressionable girl. She doesn't need to hear about your daughter's kissing.
Are the lids tight on the paint remover? Because you're sounding a little loopy to me.
Loopy? What's loopy?
Rory's not kissing anybody.
Yes, she is. She came in here and told Lane she kissed a boy in the grocery store. The grocery store, where we buy our food.
This does not make any... She kissed the boy in the grocery store?
Yes, 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 the boy in the grocery store. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. She...
didn't tell me. I have to go.
You left your chair.
Okay, just one more time. I have been telling you this story for an hour. It doesn't get dirty. I can't help it. I'm obsessed. I'm totally living vicariously through you. Why? You got kissed last weekend. Remember you told me? The guy your parents set you up with? The one with the Lincoln Continental. What's his name? Patrick Cho.
Okay, let's do a little compare and contrast here.
You get kissed on the mouth by a cute, cool, sexy guy you really like. And I get kissed on the forehead by a theology major in a members-only jacket who truly believes that rock music leads to hard drugs.
Fair enough. You can live through me. But just remember that I have no idea what I'm doing.
I'm well aware of that. That's why I've been diligently gathering information for us.
What kind of information?
Well, let's see. Dean's from Chicago, which you know.
I do.
He likes Nick Drake and Liz Phair and the sugar plastic, and he's definitely allergic to walnuts.
Walnuts bad. Got it.
Now, he had a girlfriend in Chicago.
A girlfriend?
Her name's Beth, and they went out for about a year, but they split amicably before he left, and now she's dating his cousin, which he doesn't feel too weird about because he doesn't think they were really in love.
Beth.
I wouldn't worry about it.
How'd you get all this information?
Through his best friend, who, by the way, is really cool. So once you get settled with Dean, do you think he could ask him about Todd?
Oh, absolutely. So Beth, huh? I hate the name Beth. It's so Beth.
Now, Todd also said that Dean hasn't been able to talk about anything but you.
Sweet.
Ah, stop it. You're giving me Patrick Cho flashbacks.
Oh, Luke, the food here is lovely, but you know what would make it even better?
Let me guess, some autumn festival decorations?
Well, food without ambiance isn't really food, is it?
No worries, tea, Patty.
Oh, no, thank you. It's much too depressing in here for tea.
You realize Taylor's at headquarters, right?
Yes, but at least he's a festive one.
Justy. Coffee?
Oh, come on, are you mad at me, too? I mean, a man can't choose whether or not he wants a picture of a fat, stupid bird on his wall. My God, that's the reason the damn pilgrims came here in the first place.
Luke, I wasn't snubbing you. I didn't hear you, and now I'm concerned about you.
Sorry, just feeling a little persecuted lately. Coffee?
Please.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
You don't look fine.
Well, thank you.
I just meant you look concerned.
I'm preoccupied.
You look concerned.
Well, I'm not.
It's fine. You just look it.
Hey, you know, some streamers would look so great in here.
Okay, I'm done.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, hey. Save your apologies for the Indians, Missy.
People are really in a giving mood today. The Horn of Plenty is packed.
That's great. Do you want some coffee?
No, I'll just have a sip of yours. I have to get right back.
Oh, really? I thought we were having lunch today.
I can't. We're one pilgrim short. I only have a couple minutes.
Oh, you've been really busy lately.
Yeah, I guess it's that end of the year rush.
I mean, we haven't even really talked in a couple of days.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Anything.
Okay, did you read that article in the newspaper about the polar ice caps melting?
Yeah. Ooh, big deal.
Fine, you pick the subject.
Oh, okay, great. I was watching General Hospital the other day. And, you know, they have a new Lucky, because the old Lucky went to go play something where he could have a real name. So the old Lucky had this girlfriend, Liz, who thought that he died in a fire. So then they bring on this new Lucky, and you're all like, okay, I know that's not the old Lucky, because the new Lucky has way more hair gel issues. But still, Liz was so upset about his supposed death that you could not wait to see them kiss. You know?
When do you have time to watch General Hospital?
Okay, let's get back to the point. What do you think about the whole Liz, Lucky, kissing thing?
I think they're actors being paid to play a part, so it's nice that they're living up to their obligations.
Hmm. Rory.
Look, can we finish this very meaningful conversation later? I promise Lane I'd get right back.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Not going to say you look concerned.
Not going to talk about how good you'd look dressed like one of the guys from The Crucible.
Fair enough.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I asked you first.
I ran out of cream.
Yeah, me too.
What are you staring at?
Nothing, don't look, don't look.
What is wrong with you today?
Where we got kissed.
What?
Where we had our first kiss, and that guy did it.
Ah.
Yeah.
The new kid.
Yep. Oh, look at him. Look how smug he is.
He's bagging groceries. It's hard to be smug bagging groceries.
Oh, look how he just handled those lemons.
What are you talking about?
He threw them in the bag. Not tossed them or placed them, but threw them like they meant nothing to him.
They're lemons.
They're symbolic.
Okay, we need to get you out of here.
No. That Lothario over there has wormed his way into my daughter's heart and mouth, and for that he must die.
That's it. Let's go.
No.
You're not going to kill the bag boy.
Why not?
This is double coupon day. You'll bring down the town.
Okay, okay, I'm out. Stop pushing me.
What do you think, spying on that kid like that?
I don't know. I just wanted to see him. I mean, I've seen him already, but that was before he was...
Lori's boyfriend?
Shush you.
She's growing up.
I know.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Okay, Mr. Reality, break into somebody else's house.
Sorry.
Why didn't she tell me?
What?
Why didn't Rory tell me about the kiss?
Maybe she didn't know you'd take it so well.
You want to hear something crazy?
Has all the talk up until now has been so normal?
He kind of looks like Christopher.
The grocery kid?
Yeah, he looks like Christopher.
And Christopher is Rory's dad.
The hair, the build, something about the eyes. He reminds me of Christopher.
Well, that's not too surprising.
You're going to quote Freud to me? Because I'll push you in front of a moving car. This talk was going so well.
You and Rory are a lot alike. Not surprising you would have similar tastes in men.
I guess. But why? Why didn't she tell me? We tell each other everything.
This is different.
But we tell each other everything else, but this she keeps a secret. It's because it's a guy thing.
Probably.
Well, that's not good. I have to make her understand that I'm okay with a guy thing, because not talking about guys in our personal lives, that's me and my mom. That is not me and Rory.
Are you okay with a guy thing?
Yes.
Really?
Okay-ish.
That's not okay.
Well, that's okay with an ish.
Whatever you say.
She thinks I'll disapprove, right? Well, I won't. I will show her that I think this is great. Once she sees that I think this is great, everything will be back to normal between us, right? Right. Okay, good.
So you passed the need for an actual person to talk to several minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, before the gelato stand.
You're an amazing woman.
Thank you for noticing.
No big deal. The Chinese in the fridge.
Okay.
So, kissed any good boys lately?
Who?
Mrs. Kim.
Of course.
So he's cute.
Yeah, he is.
Can he spell?
He can spell and read. How long have you known?
Since this morning. You didn't think you were going to be able to keep it a secret, did you? You were making out in the market.
We weren't making out. It was just one kiss.
Yeah, well, by the time that gets to Miss Patty's, it's a scene from 9.5 weeks.
You've known all this time. That Luke's here.
Yeah.
You could have said something.
Now, funny, I was going to say the same thing to you.
So?
So?
What now?
Now? Nothing.
No? No lecture about kissing a boy?
No. Why? Did you do it wrong?
No. I don't think.
I didn't love the way I found out, but you're getting older. These things are bound to happen occasionally. Actually, I think it's great.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm thrilled.
Thrilled?
Yeah.
You're completely weirded out by this, aren't you?
No, you're crazy. I'm perfectly fine with it.
I mean, you don't seem fine. You seem the complete opposite of fine.
Well, you're projecting that on me because you don't want to think that I'm fine when I am, as I have said, fine.
Okay.
Never been finer.
Got it. You want some?
No, thanks. I'm fine. Okay, we have to be really quick because the video store is going to close, so stick to our list. No impulse buying like toothpaste or soap. Rory.
Hey, you know what? I think we have enough stuff to eat at home.
Really? Where do you live? Because the home I left this morning had nothing.
Well, we're ordering pizza. That's enough.
Are you crazy? crazy? You can't watch Willy Wonka without massive amounts of junk food. It's not right. I won't allow it. We're going in. Rory, it's fine.
It's too weird.
I'm gonna have to meet him eventually.
Okay, how about next year?
I'm going to be so cool in there. You will mistake me for Shaft.
There will be no interrogation.
I swear.
No kissing noises, no stories from my childhood, no referring to Chicago as Chi-Town, no James Dean jokes, no father with a shotgun stares, no Nancy Walker impressions.
Oh, come on.
Promise me.
I really and truly promise. Now, can we please go to the market?
Okay. Let's go. I don't see him.
All right, well, maybe he's on a break.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he's on a break.
Yeah.
Okay, good, so we can shop.
Yep.
Do we want marshmallows?
And jelly beans, and chocolate kisses, cookie dough we have at home, peanut butter. Ooh, do you think they have that thing that's like a sugar stick on one side, but then you dip it in the sugar on the other side and then you eat it?
We are going to be so sick. It's amazing that we still function.
Hey,
there he is.
Boy, he's tall. That must have been some backbender, that kiss.
Mom.
Make sure you warm up next time.
Okay, we are leaving now.
Sorry, done now.
He's got great eyes. You gotta love a guy with great eyes.
Yeah. And a nice smile.
Very nice.
Think we can get him to turn around?
It's nice, too.
Really?
Trust me.
Hey.
Well, you girls having another movie night?
Yeah, it's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, that's nice. Isn't that the one with Gene Hackman?
Gene Wilder.
You're a Wonka fan?
Yeah.
Dean, this is my mom, Lorelai. Mom, this is Dean.
Nice to meet you, Dean.
Yeah, you too.
Nice apron.
Thanks.
$41.83.
Oh, wow. It's expensive to slowly rot your insides, isn't it? Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Dean, nice meeting you. Hope to see you again.
Yeah.
Dean.
See, that wasn't so bad.
You're right.
I said nothing embarrassing, nothing stupid.
I appreciate that.
So chill out, supermarket slut.
See, even a little information in your hands is dangerous.
I need coffee.
Mom, the video store closes in 10 minutes.
Well, you run to the video store and I'll go get coffee. Go, go, go. I'll meet you at Luke's.
Hey, you forgot your red vines.
Oh, wow. You totally saved the night. Thanks.
Sure.
Hey. What are you doing tonight?
Me? Well, I don't know.
Well, do you want to come over? We're ordering pizza. We got a movie. The neighborhood's got a pool going to see who falls into a sugar coma first. I'm the favorite. It might be fun.
Well,
it's totally casual. I'm sure Rory would love it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, what time?
7 sound good?
Sounds fine.
Let me give you our address.
That's okay. I know where you live.
Right. Of course you do. So see you tonight.
Bye.
Bye. So?
Got it.
Score! You know, on the one hand, I'm glad it was in, but on the other hand, what kind of world do we live in where no one has rented Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Well, we rented it.
Thank God for us. Ooh, hey, I invited your friend over to watch it with us.
What friend? Dean.
What? Yeah, I told him what we were doing tonight, and he was totally into it. So, why are you looking at me like that?
You invited Dean to our house.
Yes?
Are you crazy?
Why are you mad?
Because we haven't even been out on a date by ourselves yet. My first date with Dean is going to be with my mother. What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I thought you would be happy about this.
In what universe would I be happy? This isn't Amish country. Girls and boys usually date alone.
I don't think of it as a date. I thought of it more as a hanging out kind of session.
Well, I don't want our first hanging out session to be with my mother either.
Stop saying mother like that.
Like what?
Like there's supposed to be another word after it.
I can't believe you did this. I'm so humiliated.
What? You're totally overreacting. I invited him to a movie and pizza, not to Niagara Falls.
He's the boy that I like.
I know. I looked for one that you hated, but it was really short notice.
And now he's forced to come over and sit with me and my mother and eat crap and watch a movie?
Well, I just invited a friend of yours to hang out. What's the big deal? I mean, what if Lane had done it?
You're not Lane. You're my mother. You inviting him over is like Grandma inviting a guy you liked over.
You're comparing me to my mother?
No, I just...
I'm Emily Gilmore now? My, how the mighty have fallen.
I didn't mean that.
I wasn't trying to humiliate you.
I know.
If I was Emily Gilmore, I'd be trying to humiliate you.
I just...
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I screwed up. I was trying to... Look, I'll go. I'll uninvite him. I'll tell him that it's canceled on account of I just found out that I'm my mother and I have to go into intensive therapy right now.
No, you can't uninvite him. He'll think I wigged out or something.
Well, then I'll just disappear and you guys can be alone.
Oh, and have it look like my mom arranged a date for me? No.
What do we do?
He has to come.
It won't be so bad, okay? Just pizza and a movie and hanging out. I promise you won't feel like your mother is there.
Okay.
Okay. You might, however, feel like my mother is there.
Oh.
Well. Hey. This is good. Add some cold cream and some curlers and let him know what he'll be coming home to every night.
This was supposed to be a simple night. Watch movie, eat junk, go to bed feeling sick, end of story. Now I'm supposed to look pretty and girly, which is completely impossible because I'm gross and I have nothing to wear.
Do you want some help?
No. Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Do this and... All right. Well, this says, hello, I'm hip and cute, but also relaxed, since this is something I just threw on, even though it looks fantastic on me.
How'd you do that?
What?
I've been staring at that top for 20 minutes. It was just a top. You walk in 3 seconds, it's an outfit.
It comes from years of experiencing fashion brain freeze just like the one you had.
How do you do it?
What?
This whole guy thing. I mean, I've watched you when you talk to a man. You have a comeback for everything. You make him laugh. You smile right.
I smile right?
And then you do the little hair flip.
Oh, twirl. It's a hair twirl.
And then you walk away, and he just stands there, amazed, like he can't believe what just happened.
That's because I just stole his wallet.
I'll never be able to do that. Trig, I can do, but boys and dating, forget it. I'm a total spaz.
Listen, the talking part, you just get used to. The hair twirl, I can teach you. And the leaving him amazed part, with your brain and killer blue eyes, I'm not worried. You'll do fine. Just give yourself a little time to get there.
Is half an hour enough?
Plenty. Come on. Dab on some lip gloss, clear but fruity, maybe a little mascara, wear your hair down and your attitude high.
You're like a crazy Elsa Clench.
Oh, thank you. Come on now, hustle. We got a man coming over. La, la, la.
What time did you tell him to get here?
7.
Maybe something happened. Maybe he's not coming.
Maybe he's just late, Miss German Train. Oops.
Oh,
what?
Chicago's one of my favorite towns. It used to be a great club there called... What was it called, baby?
Mr. Kelly.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Kelly. Did you ever go there?
They've got Dean.
Oh, no, you're too young.
Wait here.
So, Dean, you like jazz?
Oh, he sure does. It's all we ever hear about, right? Jazz. Hey.
Hey, sugar. We were just getting to know your young man here.
Yeah, I see that. So, Dean, would you mind going inside and helping Rory out? There's a struggle with a pickle jar lid that I think she's about to lose.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, it was nice talking to you, Dean.
Yeah, you too.
Stay cool, kid.
I will.
Oh, is he cute?
Yeah.
And that Chuck Heston chin of his, is he Rory's boyfriend?
No, they're just friends.
Well, it's not what I heard. Kissing at the market gives a whole new meaning to tasting day.
Okay, I gotta get back inside and shower, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, have a good evening. Oh, and don't forget to invite us to the wedding. Oh, won't the kids be gorgeous?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I'm sorry I'm late. I got here like a half hour ago.
We believe you.
We believe you if you said you got here 3 hours ago. So, Dean, how do you like it here in Stars Hollow?
I like it. It's quiet, but nice. I like all the trees everywhere.
Yeah, the trees here are something. When Rory was little, she found out that one was called a weeping willow, and so she spent hours trying to cheer it up. You know, like telling it jokes and make... No, I'm sorry, that was me. Would you like a tour of the house?
Okay.
Okay. So, this is the living room, where we do our living. And upstairs is my room and the good bathroom. And the kitchen is right through here. You ever heard of Friggio before?
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, you have your basics. Microwave for popcorn, stove for storing shoes, refrigerator, which is completely worthless.
Interesting.
Oh, I'll get that. Rory, you take over as tour guide. Make sure and show him the emergency exits.
That's my mom.
Well, she's got energy.
Yeah, well, she's 90% water, 10% caffeine.
So what's in there?
That's my room.
Really? Can I see it? Wow. Very clean. How much does it suck that they use Pink Moon in a Volkswagen commercial?
Oh, I know.
So, you gonna come in?
I don't know. I've seen it.
I mean, you look like you're glued to the door there.
No, I'm just observing my room from a new perspective. You know, I hardly ever stand here. It's really making me rethink my throw pillows.
Well, would you like me to get out of here?
No, I'm fine with you looking around.
Nice chicken.
Oh, you know, at least I was.
We do not need dessert, Suki.
Oh, everybody needs dessert.
So, where is Rory?
Dean.
Dean.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Dean is here.
Yeah, right. Okay, you need to go now.
Please, I just want one little peek.
No.
Okay, fine. So, how are you? How are you doing? How are you?
Suki.
I'm concerned.
You're stalling.
Am I?
Suki.
Hey, Lorelai.
Hey, Joe. What do I owe ya?
15 even.
How you doing?
Awesome.
What'd you get on your pizza? Did you ask for extra sauce? Because I always ask for extra sauce because sometimes
Suki, she's already freaked out that I invited him here. If she thinks I'm parading him around in front of all my friends, she'll kill me.
But I just want...
Death, bloody, and slow, okay?
Mom, is that the pizza?
Yeah. Okay, bye.
No, God, I just want...
No, bye.
Bye. Just here. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
So, are you hungry?
Starving.
Where's the pizza?
The pizza's...
Pizza! Just bringing in the pizza.
Hi, I'm Suki. I'm a friend of Lorelai's.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Dean. I mean, not that I knew you were Dean, but you do look like a Dean. Doesn't he look like a Dean?
Yeah, of all the people standing in this room, he looks most like a Dean. Bye, Suki.
Have fun. Okay.
Here, I'll take that.
Oh, thanks, great. The coffee table's fine.
Okay.
I did not invite her here.
Why didn't you just set up a camera and broadcast it all over the internet?
Because I don't think that big.
Thank God there's good pizza here.
Oh, yeah. Now, we didn't know what kind you liked, so we just got everything.
Everything is fine.
Good. Well, while it's hot...
Touching, no tasting.
Who needs more?
I do.
Wow, you can eat.
Yes, I can. That looks bad, isn't it?
No, most girls don't eat. It's good you eat.
I'm all for it.
Let's talk about something besides my eating habits, shall we?
Oh, Oompa Loompas!
My mom has a thing for the Oompa Loompas.
I don't think finding them amusing constitutes a thing.
No, but having a recurring dream about marrying one does.
Don't even get me started on your Prince Charming crush, okay? At least my obsessions are live. You have a thing for a cartoon.
Ooh, Prince Charming, huh?
It was a long time ago. And not the Cinderella one, the Sleeping Beauty.
Because you could dance.
Yeah.
I've got sisters.
So, come on, Dean. Tell us some of your embarrassing secrets.
Well, I have no embarrassing secrets.
Oh, please.
I bet I know one.
What?
The theme from Ice Castles makes you cry.
Oh, That's a good one.
That's not true.
Oh, I've got one. At the end of The Way We Were, you wanted Robert Redford to dump his wife and kid for Barbara Streisand.
I've never seen The Way We Were.
Are you kidding?
What are you waiting for? Heartache? Laughter?
Communism?
All in one neat package.
I'll have to experience that sometime.
Mm-hmm. Next movie night.
It's a plan.
Oh, I'm gonna get the popcorn.
Bring the spray cheese.
So, at what point does the outsider get to suggest a movie for movie night?
It depends. What movie are you thinking of?
I don't know. Boogie Nights, maybe.
You'll never get it past Lorelai.
Not a Marky Mark fan?
She had a bad reaction to Magnolia. She sat there screaming for 3 hours, I want my life back. And then we got kicked out of the theater. It was actually a pretty entertaining day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to come up with a different movie then.
I guess you will.
A very chocolatey.
Oompa Loompa, that right there. Mm-hmm. Give him some Thanksgiving decorations. I know
what you're doing. They can't be doing
it. You know when he's dancing, like, but they are. Running in there. Yeah.
Trying to find the best bathing suit for my bust size?
Well, get back in there.
Why? What happened? Did the bag boy try something?
He's sitting there and he's watching the movie and he's perfect and he smells really good.
What?
He smells really good and he looks amazing and I am stupid. I said thank you.
Whoa. You said thank you?
When he kissed me.
Wait, he kissed you again? What, is he just out of prison or something?
No, not now. Yesterday, at the store.
Oh, all right. Strike the prison comment. So wait, he kissed you, and you said thank you?
Yes.
Well, that was very polite.
No, it was stupid. And I don't know what I'm doing here. You're sitting in the kitchen. What kind of chaperone are you?
Hey, I'm not trying to be a chaperone. I'm trying to be a girlfriend.
Well, switch gears, because I'm freaking out here.
You really like him, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, okay then. Just calm down.
I just don't want to do or say anything else that's going to be remotely moronic.
I'm afraid once your heart is involved, it all comes out in moron.
Just please come back in.
Okay. Let's go then.
Wait, we can't go back in together, though, because that would be too obvious.
Right. Okay, I'll go in first, and you go to the bathroom.
Okay, good. Tell him I had to wash my face.
Yes, because of all the sugar you ate.
Yes. Good. Very good. Okay.
I'm back. Tori went to wash her face.
Oh, okay.
Swifter than eagles! Stronger than lions!
Ah! Grandpa! Hey, Grandpa, what was that we just went through?
Dean. I don't know exactly how to say this, but, this is a very different kind of household you walked into tonight.
Yeah, I know.
See, Rory is my daughter.
Ah, here comes the talk.
How about I talk, you listen. Rory is a smart kid. She's never been much for guys, so the fact that she likes you means a lot. I don't believe she'd waste her time with some loser.
But you're watching me.
Sweetheart, the whole town is watching you. That girl in there is beloved around here. You heard her. There's not a safe place within 100 miles for you to hide. This is a very small, weird place you moved to.
I've noticed.
So, just know all eyes are on you.
Anything else?
She's not going on your motorcycle.
I don't have a motorcycle.
She's not going on your motorcycle.
Fine, she won't go on my motorcycle.
Curfew will be enforced, you'll not detract from her schoolwork, and you're going to start handling those lemons better.
What?
Don't interrupt me when I'm speaking. I reserve the right to change, alter, tweak, or add to this list of rules at any given time without any written notice. Am I clear?
You're clear.
Good.
My turn to speak?
Fine, go ahead.
You can lay on all the rules you want. And you can have the whole town spy on me and stare at me and chase me through the streets.
Oh, I like the chase you through the streets idea.
But I just want you to know that I'm not going anywhere.
Well, it's
going
to be a short chase then, isn't it?
I need you not to hate me. If you hate me, then I don't have a shot in hell with Rory.
Rory has her own mind.
Yeah, but you're her best friend, and what you think means everything to her, and you know that.
I want to like you. Because Rory likes you.
But you don't.
I want to. And I usually get what I want.
Fair enough.
How's her walk like?
She's taking a long time on her face.
Yeah, well, Rory's a perfectionist.
Tell your mom thanks for inviting me.
I'm sorry if this was totally weird. I mean, with my mom inviting you over.
Hey,
and...
no, it was good. Really.
Really?
Yeah.
That went well.
Yeah, not bad.
Did I humiliate you?
I don't know. What'd you say to him when I went to the bathroom?
That you're pretty.
Liar.
Yeah, well.
I'm gonna go to bed.
Mom, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Yes, there is. Come on, tell me.
Nothing. I really wanted you to tell me about that kiss.
I'm so sorry. I really wanted to, I swear. I just got scared and...
I know, I'm not mad. I just wanted to hear about it. That's all. It's no big deal. It's okay, I'm fine. It's one too many caramello bars. I'm sorry. You have school. I have work, so... Time for bed.
Okay, night.
Okay, night, hon.
Mom, I know this is lame and totally after the fact, but...
Start at the beginning and you leave anything out, you die. Where were you?
Okay, I was in the aisle where the ant spray is.
That's a good aisle.
I know, that's what they said too. But anyway, so he was working and I was going to the store.